Today's Tanya for the seventh day of Iyar, Zayin Iyar, is in Perek Mem Vav, chapter 46, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining an easy and straight, available path for every person, where every person can find a way to serving God with the heart, with love and with fear. And this is through the recognition, not so much of God's greatness, which takes a certain amount of intelligence, a certain amount of understanding, a certain amount of contemplation, but rather the simple reflection on the fact that God loves us. The person who stops to think how God has set aside and ignores, so to speak, all the higher worlds, and there are many, and he chooses the Jews and the individual Jew specifically to identify with and to unite with, that love that God shows us must produce in our heart a reciprocal love to love God back, to love God in return, just as in the human condition. When one person loves another, it causes the other to love him back in the same way, but infinitely more so. The fact that God loves us and comes and takes us out of Mitzrayim and takes us to himself and reveals himself to us and so on, that must reveal in us a reciprocal love, and a very intense one. And this is available to every person, because it is not only as in the earlier forms of Avas Hashem, where even a lower person is capable of attaining a certain amount of the love that comes through contemplation and so on. Here, it's not that the simple person is still capable, or in spite of his lowliness, he is still capable. Here, the lower the person is, the greater his lowliness, the more he recognizes his own lowliness, the greater is the love that he'll have for God, because the greater is the miracle of God's love. That although he is very low, God reaches down to him and picks him up from where he is and elevates him to a level of godliness and so on. And that intensifies the love precisely because he is lower. So the Alter Rebbe begins making the cheshbon. There are infinite amounts of worlds, infinite amounts of angels and so on. And in spite of all of this, the infinite world and the infinite angels are all insignificant and as if they don't exist before God. And I will continue today's shir. Kulam shayalim, and all these infinite angels, they all ask, Aye mekem kevedei, where is the place of God's glory? Where is God? Ve'enim, and the answer is, Melei kol ha'aretz kevedei, heim Yisrael ami. That the world is his place of glory, and the world means the Jews. Because God ignores, so to speak, the higher worlds and the lower worlds. Because he doesn't choose any of them. He chooses the Jews. And he takes us out of Egypt. The abomination of the earth, mekem hazuhamo vahatuma, a place of unholiness, a place of tuma, and he does this lo al yedei malach, v'lo al yedei etc., not through a messenger, not through an angel, el hakadosh baruch hu bechvedei uli'atzmei, God himself, yorad lisham, comes down into this place that is unclean, as in the example of the king, who shows his love to a commoner, and he comes down to his place where it's dirty and so on, and he takes him out of there. God came down to Mitzrayim. Kemeshekosev, as it says, Va'ered lahatzilei, God says, I went down, I descended to save them. Going into Mitzrayim is a descent. Kedei, and why does he go down to Egypt and take them out? Kedei lekarvam elav bekiru v'yichud amiti, in order to bring them to Har Sinai and give them the Torah, and that is a personal closeness and a true oneness beiskashus hanefesh mamish bebechinas nishikin pelepeh ledav bedvar Hashem zu halacha. This is an embrace, a unity that comes in the form of a kiss, mouth to mouth. That a Jew can say with his mouth the words that come from God's mouth, which is the halacha that was given to us at Har Sinai, the izdapkus zucha bezucha, and also the connection of spirit to spirit, breath to breath. So it's not only the physical connection, mouth to mouth, and also breath to breath. The mouth to mouth is the ability to say words of Torah, and the breath to breath is the ability to understand the meaning of those words. He hasogas hatayrav yediyas tzei nevechachmosei dekulo chad mamish. Understanding God's wisdom and knowing God's will is the breath, the spirit that a Jew is given in the Torah, because knowing Torah is literally knowing Him. Because God and His will and His wisdom are all one. So that's the level of the kiss. Gam bebechinas chibuk, and it's also the embrace, hukiyum hamitzvus maisiyes beramachi vodim, that the embrace is the physical act of the mitzvahs. When the person performs mitzvahs with his 248 limbs, and that is an embrace because his limbs are intertwined in the act of the mitzvah with God's limbs. Because as the Zayah says, the 248 commandments are the limbs of the king, so to speak, God's limbs. Generally, The mitzvahs are divided into three categories. There are those mitzvahs that come from the right, and there are those mitzvahs that come from the left, and those that come from the middle. Shehein, right, left, and middle, represent chesed, din, rachamim, kindness, severity, and compassion, which are tzein, dreyin, two arms, v'gufa, and the body. So the right arm is chesed, the left arm is gvura, and the body is teferes. Now we'll understand the expression of the bracha that we say, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvesov, that God sanctified us with His commandments, and we use the word kiddushonu. Ka'odom hamekadish isha. It is the same term that is used when a man marries a wife. Kiddushin, marriage. What happens when a man and a woman get married? That through the mitzvah we become completely united with God Himself, as it says concerning the husband and wife, that a man should cleave to his wife, and they should become one flesh. So the purpose of kiddushin is that they become one. Like in the Hayyim Yayim, there's a pisgam in the Hayyim Yayim where the Alter Rebbe came into the room where the Rebbetzin was saying to some of her friends, "Meine zogt." They were talking about their husbands, and the Rebbetzin said, "Meine, my husband says." So the Alter Rebbe was very inspired by what he heard, and he said, "With one mitzvah, the mitzvah of kiddushin, I become yours." All the mitzvahs of Torah, how much are we gods? Do we belong to God? With one mitzvah, a man belongs to his wife. He becomes miner. And with 613 mitzvahs, how much more so do we belong to God? So the mitzvah is a kiddushin, the mitzvah is a marriage. Marriage meaning a merging of two into one. He should cleave to his wife, and they should become one. Kocha mamish, and exactly the same way, v'yesed al kein la'ein ketz, in the same way, but infinitely more, hu yichud nefesh holikis, is the union of the godly soul, hu esekes b'teiro mitzvahis, nefesh achiyunis ulevusheyim anal, be'erein sev baruch. The godly soul and the animal soul, and the garments of the souls become united with God through the mitzvahs even more than a husband and wife become one in marriage. In the Hayyim Yom for the 7th of Iyar, which is also the 22nd of the Omer, the Rebbe writes that Ba'atifas Talis Gadol, in wrapping yourself in the Talis, Ein Tzorich L'chaseis Reishei Ad Piv, you don't have to cover the head all the way down to the mouth, over the face down to the mouth. As is written in the laws of the tzitzis that appear in the Alter Rebbe's Siddur. Aval neyagim l'chaseis b'chelke ha'elyon shel ha'talus gadol gam ho'einayim. But it is a custom to cover with the talus the eyes. Neyagim l'umed b'yimei ha'svira mesech t'seita. It is customary to learn during the days of Svira to learn the Gemara Seita. Neisaf al shiur makvuyim, in addition to one's regular study sessions, and it is studied daf liyim, daf liyim. We study one page a day.